Psalm 148, Preface. What God made, he made unto his glory. Hence all creatures high and low should lead us to praise God. They all, the animate and the inanimate, the rational and the irrational, each in its way, show forth the wisdom, power, skill, and goodness of their Maker. The reason why so many of the wise of this world, who occupy themselves with the observation of nature, ignore the Creator and deify the creature, is not in the creatures of God, but only in the enmity of the corrupt heart against God. This is Paul's testimony. The Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart. Ephesians 4:17-18. The blade of grass, the violet, the snowflake, show that there is one who designed them and made them so skillfully that no art of man can imitate them to perfection. O blindness, to deny the Creator, and to ascribe to the creature the glory of developing itself. When the nations of old became vain in their imaginations and thought themselves wise, they robbed God of his glory and ascribed it to the creature. Even so do they who now pretend to be the enlightened and most progressive. Denying that God created man in his image, they give the origin of man to the meanest reptiles. Let us have no part or portion with them. Let us not mistake folly for wisdom, but let us unite with the creatures in praising God, as does the 148th Psalm. All creatures called on to praise God. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. He hath also established them for ever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalts the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord. Summary. This psalm charges all creatures in heaven and earth to praise God. Above all others, his chosen people, who have his word and who know his statutes, are to spread abroad the praise of our God. Besides his people in general, this psalm also mentions persons occupying various stations in life, kings and princes, young men and maidens, old men and children. State and family are institutions of God, and they are good and beneficial to men. All those who would subvert government and abolish wedlock are blasphemers of God and enemies of mankind. None of God's creatures is evil. They are all good. The evil which is in the world is not of God. It is of Satan. The creatures are subject to vanity only on account of sin. Abuse them not unto sin, but use them unto the glory of God, giving praise unto his loving kindness. Prayer. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. O my soul, praise him, for he is thy health and salvation. join the full throng, wake harp and psalter and song, sound forth in glad adoration. Amen.